There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Natalie Sherriott from Dubai 92 is in the background. Want to shout hello?
Hi.
And also Jono, who used to be my producer on Dubai 92, and now he's like way above me. Hello.
Hi.
Didn't you do well?
Yeah.
So what are we doing, Sonal? What is this?
Well, can we start actually with just going through a few more of the messages that have come in from listeners?
Sure. So no, you don't. Where's me sad music? There we go.
Majdi has said, Steph, I landed in Dubai in 2017 and would listen to you every morning on my way to work from Jumeirah to Knowledge Village. Passing those places every time still reminds me of two things. Best day of my life and your voice and the show. Best of luck and thank you for all of these years. Wow.
Thank you for the messages. Seriously. Front page of my LinkedIn is going to be pictures of your messages.
Another listener said, it's been a pleasure listening to you, Steph. Our airwaves and Dubai's listeners will miss you. Best wishes and safe travels.
Don't miss me too much. At Off Air Steph if you want to follow me.
Rahul was complimenting your singing. This doesn't have to do with you going. He says, hey, Steph, I love your voice and think you have a very angelic voice.
Thank you.
And Laurent says, hello, Steph. Cannot believe today is your last day on the ticket. You have been a great radio company for the past 7 years. Thank you for the good spirits and wish you happy summer travel around Europe. Keep in touch.
It's been 12. 12 long years doing prep.
Well, that actually takes us back to the year 2006 when the brazen red-headed Steph, Geordie Bird, touched down at Dubai Airport. Does this take you back to that moment?
Ex-husband.
I was just gonna ask about your memories from that time.
Terrible.
If this brings you back at all.
He wasn't my husband then, to be fair.
Well, what did you first think when you arrived here?
When I arrived in Dubai, I first thought, why did no one tell me that there's aircon? Why have I given away all of my jeans and my long jumpers? That's what I thought. I was devastated.
So back then you started at our sister ARN station, 92 FM, where for years you had the top breakfast program in the country. And Nats is here, and she was with us earlier and talking about a specific memory, on-air memory, where you made a little bit of a faux pas.
Be nice to your dad when he drops you off and don't be ashamed of his Candora. No matter who makes fun of you, be strong-minded.
Well,
tell you what, girls, I drive a Kia Picanto. It's the best car in the world to me.
I don't think a Candora is a car, Geordie Bird. I think it's an item of clothing.
I know now what a mistake that was, obviously.
Well, now, of course, you've been with Dubai Eye for 3 years, keeping everyone very entertained on the ticket. And I put a question to the ARN team. What's the one word that comes to mind when they think of Steph?
She's electric. She's in a family full of eccentrics.
It's not a word, it's not a phrase, it's words. Unique, idiosyncratic, quirky, refreshing. There are loads more, but that's just to start with.
Ginger.
Charismatic and quirky.
Redhead.
Sprightly.
Late. She's never been on time in her life. Maybe once, and it was a shocker. Like, truly shocked.
It has to be unique. There is no other person in the world like Steph. She is just such a special person, and you will never meet anybody like her.
She is one of the most creative people, I think, that I've ever come across in my life.
Unpredictable, but beautifully professional.
Crazy hipster lunatic, really. I love her for that. She's just such a ball of quirkiness.
Cool. I think cool comes to mind. She's just herself. She's unique. I think she's feisty. I think she's strong-minded, opinionated. And I love it about her.
I think she's one of the happiest and bubbliest people in the office. I feel like she adds like light to the room when she walks in with her scooter in the morning and everything. So she's quite the character, and she leaves a mark wherever she is.
I have a couple of questions. Ball of quirkiness? What are they trying to say about ball? And also, idiosyncratic, what does it mean? Does anyone know what it means?
I think he meant idiot, but he got it wrong slightly. I'm not sure.
It's just another way of saying quirky, I think.
And nobody said vegetarian? Nobody? Like, that's my main thing. Like, if you think Steph, you think vegetarian, right? Doesn't eat animals.
Only when it suits you.
Okay.
Well, I asked them another question. We all know that you're going out on your camper van, you're doing a lot of exploration, and that's going to be sort of the next 6 months to maybe year of your life. And then, you know, you have a castle in Scotland. But I asked everybody on the team to look a little further down about where they see you in 10 years from now.
Oh, my gosh. Don't you forget about me.
I think she's going to be some kind of food travel presenter. She loves food, she loves eating, and she loves travelling.
Queen of her castle, in charge of her whole kingdom, and about to invade others and beat them.
Do you know what? In 10 years, Steph could be doing anything. She's actually got a very good business brain. She could be a very successful businesswoman in some capacity, or she could be running around the world, or maybe in some kind of commune. Who knows?
Definitely a hippie. That's just like on the road. It's on the way.
Like a multi-millionaire, I would say. When she told me about buying the castle, I thought she was absolutely out of her mind. Like truly out of her mind. Having been to her wedding at the castle and seen how amazing it is and how in love she is. And just personal shout out, I was the one to set her up with her husband. Thank you very much. High five to me. I think it's just going to be the most wonderful adventure, and I've got great hopes for Stephanie Bergen.
Still travelling around Europe in her camper van with several cats and the hubby.
Oh, still travelling, maybe still going around in a camper van of some sort, I imagine.
Travelling the world in an amazing caravan and just having so many stories that you want to sit around a fire and just listen to everything that's happened to her.
I know she's going on a van, so I want to say she's going to be one of those nomads, you know, those people who travel to 72 countries in 1 month, you know, one of those people who'll break records.
In 10 years, I think Steph will be in a castle in Scotland giving vegetarian cookery courses. Yeah!
People out here probably won't remember this, but there was a UK program, I think in the 70s, and it was called The Good Life. And there was these two couples, one who they had their own chickens, you know, their life was in absolute turmoil and they were just the fun couple. And then across the road, there was the Lord and the Lady of the Manor. So I think of Steph as the couple who have the chickens and are all about the free range and the good living. But in 10 years' time, I think she's going to be the Lady of the Manor in her castle in Scotland.
So my takeaway from that is you're either going to be really, really rich or you're going to still be traveling in your caravan, camper van 10 years later.
I got from that I should set up some kind of pyramid scheme. That's what I'm thinking. Good business sense. Like, that's what Sue said, isn't it?
Well, it's a very emotional time for everyone here. You obviously bring so much light to this environment, to this office, and people care about you so much. We're running a little short on time, so we'll get straight to some of the goodbyes that people want to
That's
give you.
Fine, because as Helen said, I'm known for being late. I'm definitely going to be late for the news today. You can go your own way.
I have to say, I remember the first meeting about you coming on board and being involved in the travel show, as it was then, much more travel-based. And I wasn't sure, to be honest, from 92, moving to a talk format, and you absolutely wowed me with your ideas. I have to say, it's incredibly rare to work with somebody who really does surprise you. So best of luck.
Honestly, from Dubai 92 and Dubai Eye, we've been through so much together, and by so much, nothing, actually. We haven't gone out at all. Whatever happens, I mean, you know, enjoy your life, stay positive as always, and, you know, just keep doing your thing.
It's not goodbye. It's see you soon. Definitely coming to stay in your Airbnb. Yeah, because technically you're too awesome a person not to keep in touch with.
You are one of the most talented entertainers we have on the station, both on and off air. I never told you this, but I used to listen to your show every morning when I first came to Dubai, and I've continued to tune in every afternoon when I've done the school run. And it's so refreshing to see that you're exactly the same person we hear on air.
I just hope, and I genuinely hope, that you and Simon have a great life wherever you go, whatever you do.
We've known each other for quite a few years now, and I just want to wish you all the very best of luck. I think you'll need it driving around Europe for a year in a van with Simon. But after that, I think you are going to, whatever you do, whatever you turn your hand to, it's going to be absolutely fabulous, because that's the type of person that you are.
Don't make me say goodbye, because honestly, I have actually cried about it this morning. So It's not goodbye. It's see you in the summer. And yeah, make sure that castle's warm enough, please, Steph.
Hey, Steph, this is Richard from Business Breakfast. Sorry to see you go. The more northerners we have on Dubai Eye, the better. Have a fabulous time in the next wonderful, exciting chapter of your life. Miss you.
So sad to see Steph go. You are undoubtedly one of the most creative people we have here in radio in Dubai. Very glad to have you, though, for the time that we did. Dubai 92 and that cat person's loss was definitely Dubai Eye's game.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Ooh. Beth is off, Robbie.
She certainly is. And I think the thing she's going to miss most about Dubai is probably Sports Tonight.
Absolutely, yes. Our most avid listener is Steph. She listens religiously every single night, 7 till 9.
I'm a bit envious of her, I must say. She is doing something that I am craving myself to go and do. And one day maybe I'm going to pluck up the courage and actually take the plunge and do exactly what she's doing. But in the interim, I think what's going to happen, Chris, is she's going to discover a love of sport she never knew she had.
Absolutely, she is. She's up in the far-flung nether regions of Scotland. My advice to you, Steph, follow the football club that is Fort William. With all seriousness, though, it has been an absolute pleasure calling you our colleague, calling you a friend.
We had an unlikely partnership. It was really weird. We just sort of got along within like a week or something, and we were already making plans to hang out. And I'm so glad that I got to spend the time with you, Steph, because you taught me so much. Saw the Jersey Boys together. I think that was one of my best nights out ever. You know, you mean so much to me, and I'm so glad that you were not just a name and a face, but an actual person. So I wish you all the best.
I am sitting up here in the Rocky Mountains with my Tim Hortons ice cap. Whoa. It's not even a joke. It's really in front of me. And I'm thinking about you sitting in the studio right now, feeling horribly awkward as this montage plays. It seems like just yesterday I was in Dubai with you guys on the ticket, and we were thinking about fresh and fun ways to look at travel, debating all sorts of things, laughing at Mark's love of the thumbs up. And I'm so glad that we got to work together, and most importantly, be friends. Lots of love, Zara.
Hey Steph, I heard you're leaving the desert so you can look after your castle. So enjoy being a princess or a queen.
Hey Steffi, it's Nats. Where does one even begin after 12 years of working together, whether it was at Dubai 92 or you being down the road, down the hole even, at Dubai Eye? You are one of the most incredible radio minds that I have ever come across in my life, which makes you both brilliant to listen to and terrifying at the same time, because one never knew what was going to come out of your mouth next. However, 99.9% of the time, it was radio magic. I'm going to miss you to no end, and I love you lots.
Hey Steph, it's NLT. You said you didn't want anything soppy and sentimental, you wanted it to be funny, so I thought, in honour of us both being in one show at the same time, I'd do this. What's the best thing about Switzerland? I don't know, but the flag is a big plus. Now obviously it's sad that you're going, but we think you are going on a fantastic adventure, and I'm really, really happy for you. When I first joined, you were lovely. It was nice to meet a fellow northern bird, as you like to say, and someone else that struggles to say things like butter, cook, book, and the rest of it. So I wish you well on your adventure. You will be really missed here, but have the most fun. Life is for living.
Well, hi there, Steph. It's Mark Lloyd coming to you live from the Philippines. I just could not miss the final show of The Ticket. I had to be on there to wish you all the very, very best.
Well, I must tell you, I've learnt a lot from that. So, Sports Tonight, did they honestly get a show plug-in during my goodbye? Did you hear that? Did everybody hear that? Okay, let's just let that be remembered. Natalie, you were a massive sap. Stop crying. You're trying to make me cry.
No words.
She should totally go and work in funerals. And I just want to say, finally, to Hot Adnan, you never asked me out. If you had, who knows, you could have been coming in the van. Anyway, and I mean that as in, anyway, you know what I mean. Thank you so much, guys. That was really lovely. I've really enjoyed it. Thanks. Do we say bye now?
Bye now.
Oh,
bye,
and Natalie Steph. Lindo Taylor, I didn't know you were northern.
Are you joking?
No.
Where do you think I'm from?
I don't know. I thought like
Manchester.
Somewhere... Oh, I thought somewhere way posher.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.